escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ain't nobody got no money like Texas A&M.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Danny, it's good to talk to you, baby.
You too. I love it. I love it, man. I'm so fired up. And then just bringing up the Kansas game, like Jalen Daniels, he might be the leader in the clubhouse for the Heisman right now, right? I mean, three tutties and a nice little game performance. I will say, if he stays healthy, that's always been my thing. I think Kansas is really hard to predict because of his health. His back issues have been there, and he did take some shots in that game. But if he stays healthy, that Big 12 is wide open. I wouldn't be surprised if they're in the mix at the end of the season.
All right, listen, I'm not going to let you get me here, and I'm not going to take this from my audience. I know that maybe I need to have a personal call with you, Danny, to talk about a few things. I don't know if that offensive line is ready to go, but I've got some questions.
Yep.
But we can move on a little bit. But around here, the game of the week is obviously Texas going on the road to Ohio State, and this is the first time they've been the, which is crazy to think, in their history, preseason number one going into a season. And everything has surrounded in the offseason Arch Manning and the hype with him. How do you see this thing going? A lot of changes for both teams. It seems more for Ohio State when it comes to some of their top players like Will Howard and Juckins and some of those backs. But how do you see the game of the week going for Texas and Ohio State this weekend?
I think it's going to live up to the hype. I mean, it's a tight line. It's a 2.5-point spread. The home team is favored by 2.5. So that tells you, like, essentially the home field is worth a field goal. So they're really evenly matched. And I was going through today and doing, like, a little position by position, who has the edge. And it was almost split, like, when you looked at everything in totality, that the teams are really, really tight. And I think you bring up an excellent point, because Ohio State, they lost so much from last year. They lost both backs in the backfield. They lost, you know, a lot of the critical pieces on their defense. Jack Sawyer, who had that big fumble return, you know, in the game last time against Texas. They had such big pieces that were gone now. And I think even more importantly, it might not be discussed about, they lost their defensive coordinator, Penn State. They lost their offensive coordinator to the NFL in Chip Kelly, and they're breaking in two new play callers on both sides of the ball with a rookie quarterback, you know, much like Texas is. But at least we've seen some of Arch Manning. With Julian saying, we haven't seen him at all. Like, we have no idea what we're going to get. But I will say this, he's got the best player on the football player on the field in Jeremiah Smith, who I know Texas did a phenomenal job with in that playoff game, held him to one catch for 3 yards. But he is somebody that can definitely impact this game if Texas isn't careful. But I think this is going to be an absolute barn burner of a game. And like a lot of games across college football, even though we've got big names and Arch Manning's a huge name, we still don't really know what we're going to get from him at quarterback in his first start on the road. So there's a ton of uncertainty around this game on both sides.
Well, what is Danny Cannell's thoughts on Arch Manning on in terms of what you expect to see? I know none of us know exactly what we're going to see, but what are your thoughts surrounding the young fella in Texas?
Clint, I think he's got a ton of talent, right? We all know that. I'm stating the obvious. But I worry about the expectations being just unobtainable. I mean, he's the leader right now for the Heisman. At 7-1 odds, and he hasn't played. You know, he's played a little bit, but that's very rare for somebody who's played as little as him to be the leader for the Heisman, for the team that he's quarterbacking to be the favorite for the national championship. And my inclination is to think, as good as he is, and this goes for anybody, and you know this better than anybody, I think he's going to have a couple moments throughout the season where he plays like a first-year quarterback, where maybe he tries to force a couple balls in, or he throws a pick six, or he, fumbles in a critical situation, because that's what young quarterbacks do. And he has been there, and he's been learning the system, but you never really know what you're going to get until the bright lights are on, until live bullets are flying, and you've got a real live pass rush that's coming after you. So I think it could be a little bit of a bumpy ride for Arch Manning. The good news is, the supporting cast around him should be where it minimizes those mistakes. Like, the defense could be one of the better defenses in the SEC, if not the country. So you're not going to be absolutely derailed if he does throw a pick six or if he does throw an interception. But I still think it could prevent them from being a national championship contender. Like, I think the floor is pretty safe, where in the worst case scenario, you have an 8 or a 9-win team. And then the ceiling is undefeated. Like, if he comes in and he's this superstar that everybody thinks he can be, then they could absolutely win the national championship. I'm more inclined to take a more conservative approach, and knowing historically what young quarterbacks do, I think it could be a little bit bumpier ride for Texas.
Danny Cannell with us, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff win totals, conference, Heisman, college football week one lines. Each and every week, they've got you covered. Danny, Yordan Alvarez is back in the lineup for the Astros today. Your thoughts?
Hey, do you want to dive into some MLB?
I'm just kidding, Danny. I did want to tell that for our audience, though. That would have been funny to see. I want to see if you're ready to go with Yordan Alvarez. No, Danny, I could see our producers chomping at the bit. A&M, they went 8-5 last year. And they were playing for a right to get to the SEC championship game last year against Texas. And they had that tough loss at home, where many people spent thousands and thousands of dollars for those tickets and went home pissed. Some people left early from the game because they were ticked off. What are realistic expectations for Mike Elko and his team coming up for year two?
I promise I'm not blowing you up, and I'm not blowing up any A&M fans. I think they could be really good. And now I fell for it hook, line, and sinker last year. And it wasn't the Texas game that disappointed me. It was the South Carolina game. Like, after they made the switch to Marcel Reed full time and he wasn't splitting reps, I thought he was really dynamic. And I thought Colin Klein finally found a quarterback that was more similar to his skill set when he played at Kansas State, sort of more what he wanted to do, with a quarterback who could run and really put pressure on a defense. And then they go to South Carolina and they get shellacked. And I was like, oh man, was I wrong on that? Then they lose to Auburn in that overtime thriller. And the Texas game, I actually thought they played Texas pretty well. Like, that was still a pretty tight game throughout the majority of it. And I thought, and I know that they fell short of the opportunity to play for their own destiny, which you never want to do. But Texas still was a team that made the Final Four. So I don't think there was anything brutal in losing that one. I think people are sleeping on A&M. Now, I felt that last year. I felt like it was going to be a great opportunity for them. They fell short, and then once again, they're an 8-win team. Like, it's kind of where they've been stuck. Like, it's been that something they just can't get over that hump. I like that Mike Elko is getting more involved in the defense. I think he's a great defensive mind. I like Marcel Reed as a quarterback, especially given that he's the unequivocal starter now, coming back from an entire offseason. He's gotten all those reps. I think Colin Klein is more comfortable calling an offense for him. So I actually – and their roster is still really good. Like, that's the thing I think people forget about. They've got my buddy Bud Elliott does the blue chip ratio, where he does how many 4- and 5-star prospects do you have on your team. They have the third best roster, according to the blue chip ratio, in the SEC. It's Bama, it's Georgia, and then it's A&M. So they still have a lot of talent on that team. They just kind of figure out, you know, their way. And the good news is they've got a pretty manageable schedule early to kind of get their footing underneath them before they go to South Bend and have another game against Notre Dame, where that was a horrible game for Connor Wigman, and they couldn't do anything offensively. You got an opportunity to go in South Bend and potentially get an upset. And then if you can win that game, like, look out, because then you've got, you know, a couple winnable games. I think they could be a playoff contender. I was torn between Texas A&M or Ole Miss as sort of that dark horse in the SEC. I ended up picking Ole Miss, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's A&M that could have that kind of sleeper season that people are looking for.
Aggie ring, baby.
Hey, Danny, another monster game week one here is LSU at Clemson. And we had this conversation yesterday. The interesting thing about Clemson is kind of how they've approached the transfer portal over the years. And now it's kind of come to fruition of now you've had your years to stay traditional and develop guys and recruit high school players and win with high school players. I think it's going to be fascinating to see what kind of season Clemson has given their different approach to things over the last handful of years. LSU at Clemson out of the gate is a big one. Your thoughts?
Oh, it's such a fun game. There's so many great games this weekend. This one might be one of my favorites. And, you know, it's interesting because I think Dabo finally relented in what he signed, 3 players from the portal. Like, he's really opened up the checkbook for that one. But I do think it's at least a sign in the right direction. And I don't know how you guys feel. I actually appreciate the approach that he's taken at Clemson, which is very unique. And he's tried to – I mean, he's almost loyal to a fault to a lot of his coaching staff, to a lot of his players. I mean, when you go back to DJ Uiagalelei, he gave him one of the longest leashes we've seen before he benched him. And then, of course, he, you know, comes to Florida State, and that doesn't work out great either. But I digress. But I think this is one of the strengths of this team is now the continuity that they've got, where they just were able to be really selective in the portal and go out and add a couple players on the defensive side of the ball. Will Helt is an edge rusher from Purdue that I think could really be a good contributor for them. But the returning continuity, I think, is something that's completely overlooked in today's game. And it's something that's undervalued because we've seen portal teams. Yes, we've seen some success with teams that are heavily invested in the portal, but a lot of teams we've seen fall apart because it's really hard to get on the same page and the same playbook and be on the same scheme. But I think what's even harder is buying into a culture where it's team first. It's not individual first. And we've lost sight of that in today's game, where players are looking to secure the bag and they're bouncing from one school to the other just for the bigger payday. Clemson's been able to retain a lot of their great talent, develop their young talent, and they're hoping it all culminates this year. And I think it does. I mean, they play in the ACC. They're a heavy favorite to win there. And if they get the play that they got out of Cade Klubnik, their quarterback, the end of last season, they absolutely are a team that I think is championship caliber.
Danny, speaking of the ACC, Clemson potentially being back to a real title contender will be a big story to watch all year long in the ACC. But the biggest story in the ACC is the new head coach of the University of North Carolina, and that's Bill Belichick. And if you cut through all the mess, all of the weirdness and whatever that has followed him and that program, you look at just the football team and what they bring in and what they've done. He's been the complete opposite of Dabo Swinney in terms of bringing in new talent from the portal. What kind of season do you expect? This is still widely thought of as the best coach in the history of the sport going down coaching North Carolina in the ACC. What's your thoughts about what Bill Belichick will be able to accomplish in year one, the coach, not the outside stuff?
So my lean with North Carolina is either boom or bust. Like, I don't know if there's like an 8-win season, a 7 or 8-win season, which is around where the odds makers expect it. I think it either works great and he has this massive advantage as a defensive mastermind and he's able to scheme up things that really, you know, confuse opposing quarterbacks. I played against him when I was actually starting with the Broncos. It was my last start in the NFL on Monday Night Football. And we were playing against the Patriots. And I remember our coaches telling me, look, you got to be ready for anything. He's going to throw the kitchen sink at you. And he always would throw new wrinkles that he hadn't thrown in like 4 or 5 weeks previous of the season and total new looks. The question I have is can you do that with college players with, you know, they're not as smart and as the football IQs aren't as developed as they are in the NFL. And then time-wise, which is kind of crazy to even say this because players are making hundreds of thousands and even sometimes millions of dollars, but they're still supposed to be a 20-hour rule, right? They're supposed to still have to go to class, and it's become more of a joke that they're actually student-athletes. But the bottom line is you don't have them in your building from 9 to 5 every day, which is required to implement those type of schemes. But I still – and, like, I do think the one advantage he's got is in the NFL, some of the players that played for the Patriots – they were drafted by him, and maybe they didn't love playing for the Patriot way because they didn't really have that choice. In college, a lot of these portal players, they know exactly what they're getting into when they're going to play for Bill Belichick. He is a no-nonsense guy who's going to hold you to a very high standard of discipline, attention to the details. And so I think if he gets the buy-in from the players, that it could really work. Now, the flip side, if things start to go south and that Patriot way, which he's trying to make the Carolina way, it gets old after a while. It's not any fun to have the coach just railing against you at practice and chewing you out and holding you to this high standard. Then I think the rails could come completely off. But I honestly, I have no clue like what we're going to get because we haven't seen it before. So, and he's done like, he's got.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
He has the fourth best portal class in the ACC, which was necessary for them to kind of get where they want to go. But the one thing that's biggest question mark is quarterback. Like, they bring in a kid named Gio Lopez from South Alabama who was pretty good, but they really didn't bring in that splashy quarterback or really any skill position that really like jumps off the page you. They brought some defensive players from Washington that came with Steve Belichick, Bill's son, who's running the defense. But other than that, there's not a lot of splashy players. So can he do what he did at New England, which was a lot of really good role players, but he had one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Can he do it with a bunch of great role players at Carolina? Still remains to be seen.
Yeah, greatest quarterback of all time makes him role players really good, boy. I tell you. Hey, Danny, yeah. Hey, real quick, man, we are in Houston, man. The U of H, the Cougars, man, they are life in the Big 12. And I know, look, it was a rough year last year for him with four wins and near the bottom of the Big 12. But just your thoughts on U of H competing in the Big 12, some of these teams that are jumping up from Group of Five to Big 12 and competing in these power conferences.
I think it's going to be a struggle, for some of these schools making that jump. But I'm a big believer in Willie Fritz and the job that he can do. And I think you'll see a much more competitive team this year. And it's interesting because we talked about Connor Wegman, who struggled at A&M. Sometimes you kind of have to find your space, like where it works. Now, I think of a guy like Bo Nix, who played in the SEC at Auburn, really struggled, finally goes and gets an opportunity at Oregon. He's playing against defenses that aren't quite as dominant as he was facing in the SEC, and he's able to thrive. And the one thing that I'll say about Houston is, as bad as the season unfolded for them last year, and it wasn't what they wanted to see, they still had some pretty impressive wins on the year last year. You know, like, they still were able to knock off Kansas State, who was one of the better teams out there. Shoot, I remember them going to Oklahoma and turning that into a game where Oklahoma only wins by 4 points. They were able to beat Utah, who was a team that everybody thought could come in and dominate the Big 12. What they were lacking was consistency. And so they'd have, like, these really impressive wins, and then they'd lay an egg a couple ones. I think that is something that Willie Fritz will resolve. I think they'll get better quarterback play out of Connor Wegman, who might be more comfortable playing in that spot. I actually had Houston as one of my teams going significantly over their win total in a wide-open Big 12. I think they'll win some more of those one-possession games. They'll get more consistent. So I think they're going to be a much tougher out this year than they were last year.
All right, Danny, man, it's going to be a great first weekend. I know you will enjoy it. We will as well. And hopefully we can talk to you a few more times during this college football season.
Absolutely. I love it, fellas. Always great catching up with you. Enjoy the games this weekend.
All right. Shout out to you. That's Danny Cannell, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff win totals, conference Heisman, and college football week one lines. Every time I think of Danny Cannell, I just think of that time where all of a sudden he just sat down in our chair, Radio Row.
Come on in, Bob.
Come on in. We had a good time with him. All right.
He's one of the best in the business, man.
He is.
I mean, the fact that he's not on one of the major networks talking ball the way he just did right there is a crying ass shame.
Yeah. You too, brother. All right.
Ready to find him?
No, I think you should.
Oh, you too. I thought you said YouTube. I thought you said YouTube.
Big news.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.